You're listening to Swipe Right, and before we get started, we felt it necessary to state that the personal experiences we discuss on our show are solely the experiences of two white, heterosexual, cisgender females in their early 20s, and in no way do they represent the experiences of all individuals that partake in modern dating.
Hi guys, welcome back to Swipe Right, every Thursday at 9 p.m. with your host DJ K.
And DJ X.
So we're going to hop right into it. Just a forewarning, this show is going to get a little bit dicey, a little bit PG-13, maybe even R-rated. So call your parents and get permission to watch, listen, dabble.
To watch?
Just to watch. I don't know. Maybe there were... Whatever. However you listen to the radio. So just a reminder... Before we get started tonight, you can, don't forget to submit to our email, rlswiperight@gmail.com, and tell us all your worst dates, biggest pet peeves, or how you even met your current boo.
Yeah.
Just do it. I want to hear all your stories.
I want all the tea.
All the tea. I want to hear six dating success stories, because at this moment, I'm not optimistic about the culture right now.
Right?
All right. So our music theme of the night is... We only have two songs planned for this night.
We got a lot to talk about.
We have so much to say. We've been gearing up all week. And by all week, I mean about 30 minutes prior to airing.
Yeah.
And we are excited to talk your ear off. So we...
Get a snack. Sit down.
Yes. Strap yourself in. Put a seatbelt on.
Call your mom.
Put your pants on.
I mean, you don't have to put your pants on, but...
Call your mom. Listen together. Share. Share stories. So our topic tonight is dabbling in hookup culture, hookup stories. We're going to talk about consent, 13 things that most women enjoy in bed.
Everything that's involved within this realm of...
What is the 3-second rule? What is stealthing? I didn't know any of these things prior to this week and when we were doing our research. And so Leah's going to take us on that journey, which... Yeah. I'm going to just say I'm so sorry about. She's like, I'm excited. I'm like, I'm sorry.
Whatever.
So
it's going to be a nice journey, and we're all going to go on it together. So we're all informed. Ride. So we're all well informed.
So it's going to be a bit of an adventure between you know, the seriousness that is and surrounds consent and the issues surrounding consent, especially in this political climate. And we're also going to obviously talk about certain things that are a little bit sexy.
Sexy.
We're all about the sexiness here, okay?
And I got some funny submissions, but we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, so stay tuned for all that. We're going to head into our first music break just to set the tone for the rest of the show. And as you can imagine, our go-to first track is going to be Marvin Gaye, Sexual Healing. So stay tuned for that and much, much more.
Hello, we are back, and as you know, if you've been listening for the last 2 weeks, we have a different wine every time we have a show, so this week...
have a show?
Okay, relax. This week, we're drinking a German white wine, it's called Stubborn Ass.
And I said, this week was my turn, and I immediately saw it on the shelf, and I was like, that makes me feel... And reminds me of Leah.
That is so rude. I'm not stubborn whatsoever.
But you are an ass. Just kidding.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'll see you guys later.
Yeah. So I'll be doing the show by myself if anyone wants to volunteer. To talk about dating and talk about... It was just funny last week that the host that follows us from the after class, he's like, so what do you guys just sit in here, drink wine, and talk about your feelings?
And I said, like, yes.
And yes, it's therapy. It's free therapy.
Is that a problem,
it's
sir?
It's broadcasted therapy.
Hope you're listening.
Hope you're listening and taking notes, because we're about to dive into the...
A sexy article.
Sexy article from, of course, yours truly,
Cosmopin.
Personal magazine.
I don't know if any of you heard of that, but...
Cosmopolitan. 13 stupidly satisfying things all women want in bed, and it's not as complicated as you think. And that's a promise.
Get your notepad out.
Get your notepad. Press the recorder, because this should be embedded within your brain for the next time that you get down and dirty.
Ew.
That's what it's about.
Down and dirty.
I don't know. Some people get down. I don't. But
It requires work.
Hey, I know. I'm not the one. No one hire me on.
Don't have time.
I don't have time. Honestly, though, I'm so busy and have so much going on that sex seems like work at this point.
Oh my God.
I think I honestly prioritize sleeping amongst my pillows and my dog and an episode of Grey's Anatomy to, like, you know, the penetration. So,
ew, don't like that word.
Love it. Penetrate. Let's penetrate this article.
All right, let's fucking jump into there. You got me all riled up.
Dear Lord. Go. All right, so they preface this article with saying that while sexual preferences are different for everyone, so some may not love penetration, because with some women especially, and we discussed this last week on our on our show about
weed,
how cannabis and how THC-infused oils can actually reduce pain for certain women who experience pelvic inflammation during penetration, and it's actually quite...
Or if he's got a big old dick.
I can't.
I said it this week. I didn't say it last.
I don't condone that. We were fighting last week. She held back. And now that we've made up, she's ready.
I'm ready to rule.
To be. So anyways, whether you've been with your partner for ages or it's your first time having sex, here are the 13 things all women want in bed, or at least according to whoever wrote this Cosmo article, this Cosmo Pin article. So the first one is cunnilingus is on par with every dude's blowjob fantasy. You know how guys want you to be so into sucking their genitalia that you're literally like gagging and tearing up and it's a hot, slimy mess? We want the same for you when we get head. No, you don't have to tear it up, but passion and enthusiasm never hurt anyone.
Oh my God, this is someone's job to write these.
And I would sign up for that. Maybe I wouldn't be so tired and clutching onto my Grays collection if I had this as a job, because this would reduce stress so much. But I think that's an important one, and I'm glad that they put that first, because often and amongst so many of the times that I've spent with my friends following a hookup, mm-hmm. they've told tales of, I just went down on him and then we went straight to penetration and it was so selfish and centered around yeah. him and his orgasm that it was not about me and I was just kind of there to enable him
yeah.
to ejaculate. So
I feel like most hookups, especially with like younger people, I don't know about the age range there, but don't really want to think about it.
Yeah, the orgasm gap does not discriminate with age.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, well, I don't want to think about that, but I just feel like hookup culture is kind of like revolved around guys. Yeah,
it's definitely focused around the male body and their pleasure.
Like, we have no feeling.
I have no needs.
No needs.
I have no nerve endings. It's fine. Don't worry about them. I'm over here with my nerve endings. That's why vibrator sales are at an all-time high yeah. always, because a woman knows what she wants and all you have to do is ask. Communication is sexy, especially when it leads to results that benefit both partners. So just a yeah. heads up. So number two is ability to read the room. So RE cuddling. Sometimes you want to be cuddled and spooned and sometimes you don't want to be touched. And so just have that ability to read the room and know what your partner wants. And again, I think that goes hand in hand with communicating. Like, hey, do you want a spoon? Or hey, what works here? And also that's just giving a shit about what you and your partner want yeah. mutually. So just have a conversation and respect the other person and their needs, especially whether it's a one-night stand or not. Be a human. Have a conversation. Don't be lame. I mean, I don't like being touched in general, but at least ask me. I mean,
honestly... See, like, it depends who I'm hooking up with,
but though. Exactly. So it yeah. ranges, but at least be open to...
No, yeah, you should always have that conversation, but don't just assume somebody wants to cuddle because I'm a girl. You know what I mean?
Oh, 100%. Sometimes I'm like, do not fucking look at me.
I'm fucking sweaty. I feel so, like, gross. Like...
I know.
Sit over there.
It's a sport.
Yeah.
I am not ready for you to view me.
Like,
afterwards.
If I just, like...
It's a conscious decision to turn those lights off. It's not like, oops, there goes the light.
Oh, no. I accidentally hit the light switch.
Wow, let's dim that real quick. No, it's not an accident, folks. As many
honestly,
women will tell you. I mean, that goes
no shame, no shame. Do it with the lights on, but like after, if you don't want to cuddle, don't cuddle.
But also I have this really, really disturbing image and just like, ugh, it gives me the like EBGBs when what? I think of hot, sweaty, hairy skin touching, sticking together, and yeah, then further separating, and it's that slow separation, and it's just like that, and and it's just terrifying, and I'm someone that likes to wrap every crevice and every surface of my body in blankets and or a sheet. I don't want even my body to touch the other side of my body. I'm a disturbing individual. So my point being is that I don't want some sweaty man post-ejaculation to come up on my backside and be like,
Great for you?
How was that? I'm just like, I'm not here to
mind your own business, sir.
I'm not here to feed your ego unless we're in a position where we care about each other.
Not trying to snuggle unless I'm into it, you know?
So 3 is maintain an open mind. Super important. Maybe you want to bring toys into the mix or try something different in bed. Being vulnerable when you're naked is even harder, so having a partner who you can trust and feel safe around is key. Yeah. So obviously this can't necessarily happen in the context of a one-night stand, or maybe it can. Maybe within those...
Whip out a dildo, hey.
Yeah, and be like, hey,
you want to try this?
Nah, cool. Next one.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's a situation where you're more comfortable because odds are you'll never see them again. They're not in your circle of friends. You know, conversations won't stop. Also, just respect someone, and if they are kinky, maybe don't relay that to your buds. Like, it's not some sort of challenge that you conquered. Yeah. If you are with someone and with a woman that enjoys a little bit of kink, a little bit of fantasy, a little bit of handcuffs.
I feel like if I wanted to be handcuffed, I wouldn't tell the person that I'm hooking up with for the first time.
Yeah, let it be natural.
Tie me up. Like,
tie me up, boy.
Let's
get this shit ready.
Like, you might scare him a little bit. Like,
yeah,
always keep that open. But also,
I mean, it's also, I think it keeps things exciting. For me, I've never necessarily been in a relationship where I'm consistently having sex with the same person, but I could imagine, you know, after even the first year, it gets to a point where it's like, what are we doing?
Even after the first couple times, you're just like, let's try something.
I don't think there's any shame, especially as someone that has, I'm like very partial to all things toys. Like, I think it's very important, especially as a woman.
Yeah.
And especially with how we're often neglected in terms of actually reaching an orgasmic state.
Yeah.
So I think it's so, so important. Yeah. And I think a lot of men should really keep an open mind when it comes to using toys in bed, because it could really enhance their pleasure as well. Yeah. So
I also feel like men don't want to use toys because they feel like they can't. Yeah, like they can't do the work
themselves.
Yeah, if
they can't provide you pleasure, then they're incapable of like fulfilling their manlyhood duty. Which is not at all. There's nothing bad about enhancing your pleasure. It's the same as smoking weed and going and having sex. It's enhancing your pleasure. It's releasing additional endorphins. It's, you know,
100%.
There's nothing wrong with striving towards a higher euphoric feeling. I mean, I think that's, it just shows
kind of
maturity,
the goal.
In my opinion. It actually is, for me, it's more masculine for someone to be accepting and open-minded to kink than it is to to shame that and to close the door to that.
Let me come. Let me make you come. You know?
Exactly. Like, because you are my focus right now, and I value you and your pleasure. And I think that takes more than, you know, this, you know, toxic masculinity to achieve. Mm-hmm. Like, I think you need to be open. Anyways, that was long-winded, but it's very important. Keep an open mind.
That's a big one. No, that's a big one, yeah.
This one is also important for me, at least. At least I find it very attractive. So number 4 is vocal enthusiasm. So there's nothing hotter So there's nothing hotter than a partner who is just stoked to be with you and can't stop geeking out about how, you know, good-looking he thinks you are or how much you turn him on. So get loud, get freaky with it. Tell her how much you want it, how much you want her, how you can't stop thinking about her. And likewise, for the females out there, I think for the most part, and especially with men, you can tell that you can audibly tell that they're actually having they're enjoying themselves, that turns me on.
Yeah.
So it's like this mutual, this like cyclical, you know, journey where like you're, you know,
like the idea of communication, like that is a form of communicating,
exactly,
you know what I mean?
For
like,
sure.
In like a sexy way.
Yeah. And I understand not necessarily being comfortable with, you know, talk during sex. And honestly, even if you were just to like do, you know, your atypical moans and just like release, like don't be uptight, you know, make those human noises.
What you're feeling.
Really, those quite natural noises. So be open to that. Be vocal, be enthusiastic, and be stoked.
To be with that
person. To be with a person that's like, hey, you're cute, I'm cute, let's bump butts.
Get it on. Ew. Let's bump butts. I'm going to say that to my next Tinder match.
Let's bump butts. All right. We've kind of already grazed past five, which is just about a partner being invested in your pleasure too. So it basically just kind of goes over the same things that we had talked about. So don't just use her body till you orgasm and then roll over and assume she had a great time. It's always good to...
Left high and dry.
And this obviously goes along. It's always good to, like, throughout the process be checking with them that not only what you're doing is okay and mm-hmm. that they're consenting to anything that you're changing within that process, mm-hmm. but also that they're enjoying it because yeah. that's unfair. It's one-sided, obviously. It's asymmetrical to just be focused on your pleasure as opposed to your partner's. And yeah. I think for me, causing someone pleasure, especially in the context of hooking up, is so important because, mm-hmm. again, turns me on to turn someone else on.
Yeah.
And it should be mutual. So don't be selfish.
To
everybody, just everyone, men and lots women, of men. But mostly men, I'd have to say.
Yeah. Not yeah. trying to attack men, but it's just the way it is sometimes, you know?
But okay, Leo's much nicer than I am. Oh my God. Peace of mind when it comes to protection. So, again, we'll touch on this a bit later in our yeah. show, but be prepared and assumed we're doing it with condom unless otherwise agreed upon beforehand. Don't pressure me to take it off halfway through or look at me dumbfounded with your member hanging out of your pants like you've never heard the word condom before. So this is so important. Not mm-hmm. only does it fall along the lines of consent, and to consent to having sex with a condom is very different than consenting to sex without a condom mm-hmm. because that'll leaves... I mean, both parties very vulnerable to contract STIs, any sort of bacterial infections, and it also...
Pregnancy.
Yeah, it could lead to pregnancy, and especially if you have a one-night stand or if you're going out to the bar, yeah. you don't know someone well enough to know their model and their mode of birth control, then you cannot assume those things.
Yeah, so just, exactly. Have that discussion.
For the peace of mind, again, don't be selfish and take off the condom because it feels better. Gain consent, and if it's okay yeah. and consensual upon both parties, and the woman, the male, whomever, you're partnering with
yeah
or the you know
I like mean, the conversation takes 30 seconds
yeah so
and like if she's or yeah if she says yeah I want a condom on mm-hmm. then can do it like it's
then
not
respect that
like you're still gonna have sex with this person like yeah. you know what I mean like so we'll again, talk about it later.
We'll talk a little bit more about that because that comes into one of the definitions that we had alluded to earlier that Leah's gonna
yeah, expand on.
Expand upon later. So a clean bed. It's really, really hard to let yourself go and enjoy yourself if you can feel your calves brushing up against any sedimentary layers of sweat, grime, and hookups passed on his target comforter with every grunt. Ew. And that also goes with females, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, non-binary, any person, however they identify, their, you know, their bed and any of their comforters and their duvets, you should have a clean room. If yeah. you're inviting someone into your room, acknowledge that you should respect hygiene.
And no, yeah. Well, if you're worried about... Sorry, Britt's dog is here.
She doesn't respect the fact that we're professional women doing a professional radio show.
We're just best friends, okay? It's fine. What was I saying? Oh. If you're really worried about that, invite them over to your house, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, your bed's clean, you know that, so
yeah.
one less thing to worry about
it's
it.
It's so funny like, with women, especially, and I can, again, only speak to some of the experiences that not only have I seen, and obviously the media plays a role in this in a lot of movies, but also a lot of experiences of my friend, where you dash quickly into the washroom and, like, wash your
yeah.
your parts yeah. just to make their sure they're in fine-tuned order.
Yeah.
Smelling fresh. Whoa. Smelling rosy.
Is that really good for you?
I don't know. I'm still, yeah, I don't understand. But I think, yeah, just keep it clean. My dog is
This attacking. Dog is freaking out.
I am so sorry. So the next one is foreplay. So Ooh. It's not a race to the finish line. You can take your time and draw stuff out and enjoy yourselves. A little patience will carry a long, long way. Besides, if the orgasm wasn't the only thing that mattered about sex, I'd be dating the USB brick that charges my vibrator. Preach! Yes! Same.
Definitely tweeting that.
And it's true. I mean, half the plot. Honestly, I think if you asked most women, they probably prefer foreplay because most of it would probably surround the clitoris region of the vagina. And that is obviously where the majority of our nerve endings fall. And so foreplay obviously plays well into that.
Yeah.
So most women generally enjoy this part. So again.
Well, yeah, because you're not just getting like.
Hammered out.
Hammered out of the side of your bed instead
I
of.
Know. And I'm sorry, but just
Sometimes it just happens and you just gotta take it, but I mean, like...
No, you don't have to take it. You say, hey, man. This sucks. I don't feel like getting jacked up tonight. Can we, you know, reel it back, take 7 steps back, and start with a little dry humping? Why not?
Yeah, rev me up a little, you know?
Dry humping is cool again.
Dry humping?
Be patient. You don't need to hammer it out so you ejaculate in 30 seconds. Have fun.
Unless you're on a time constraint.
Which you shouldn't be.
Well, maybe.
No.
If you're, what if you're at like a Christmas party or something? No, oh, you'll find me at the Christmas party.
Dear Lord, lock all the bathrooms. So the 12th one is sock removal. So please, please remove your socks before sex. It's just so weird as someone like fully naked but still wearing socks.
I hate socks in bed. I'll be the first one to say it. I will literally stop and be like, take your socks off right now, because I cannot stand the feeling of socks in like blankets.
Really?
I cannot.
With your partner?
Both. It doesn't matter. Just like if a sock foot, does that make sense?
A foot of sock.
This fucking bothers me. If someone's foot that has a sock on it touches me while I'm trying to get some sexy time in, I'll stop. I'd be like, take your socks off right now.
I'm offended by the presence of your cotton socks, sir. Take them off.
I cannot touch you with your socks on. I'm sorry.
No, I can respect that. It's weird.
Do you hate the feeling?
I can never sleep with socks on. I don't know. Part of me wants to argue. It's like some women who want to keep their shirt on during sex to conceal. And
that's not the same thing. Not the same thing.
Just in general.
Are men afraid of their toes?
They might be. I can't speak okay, to what
fine.
People are so...
If I tell someone, can you please take your socks on? They'd be like, oh no, I hate my feet. I'd be like, okay, fine. I respect that.
Okay. That's good.
But if they just have their socks on because they just left them on, yeah, I would say, crazy. No, we're going to have to
also,
stop.
Also, all feet are ugly. No one's looking at your feet. Wow, the length of those toes are really turning me on. And if they are, then they clearly are fetishizing your feet, which is like a whole other stream of kink, and that's cool. I don't get it. I don't have it. I don't share foot fetishes, but that's another time. So the last one is
I'm being attacked right now.
I am not bringing her anymore. I can barely... I'm hosting this show by myself.
I'm sorry. Bowie. Bowie.
So, let's number 13 is realistic expectations. So, please don't climb into bed with me. Just to more from Jake in accounting to Ron Jeremy. Porn sex is cool and all, but real life sex isn't always like that. And I resent the notion that it's totally normal for a guy to flip you over wordlessly and try to stick it in your ass while you're calling you a dirty Lou and telling you he's gotta finish in your hair. Like, we just watched 3 episodes of Frasier on your laptop. Stop acting like your convertible too bad is a sexy dungeon. Chill. I just had to read that whole thing.
Why was she talking about her ass?
Her point is that you can't just be this, you know, average Joe from accounting or someone that you've met in an office or a library or just, you know, at a club. And then you guys were just watching The Office or watching Friends. And then all of a sudden he's just like this connoisseur of all things sex.
Yeah.
No.
Like, where did you come from?
So it's just like, I guess, your expectations based on not only who you're with, but your experiences with each other and the environment and all that fun stuff. So yeah, convertible to bed, not sexy. Not a sex dungeon. Also, if someone had a sex dungeon in their home, I would be so, so concerned. But also,
some 50 Shades of Grey stuff going on here.
You know what? I can, hey, if you're into BDSM, if you're into the submissive, that's cool.
Yeah.
Again, not here to kink shame anyone. I think I'd be into a degree of that, but not necessarily 50 Shades of Grey. And also, I've read many articles that have stated that was not only an over-exaggeration, but a really poor depiction of what BDSM is.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
However...
I don't know from firsthand experience, but...
No, but I can imagine that that's probably not what it's about. And also, I just don't, you know, trust, Dorian Gray with, you know, the art that is BDSM. So,
Dorian Gray.
Isn't that the name of...
What?
The guy?
Christian?
Who's Gray? Dorian?
I don't know who Dorian is.
Fact check me. I don't care if I'm wrong.
Oh, my God.
I want to be wrong all the time. Not here to be...
Can what?
Don't offend me on national radio.
National radio.
I'm a star. Let me have my ego. Okay, so we're going to break because that was the last set of, hey, women like this. Be conscious of it.
Hope you wrote it down.
If not, I don't really care. So we're going to go into our second. I don't have anything to say about it. I'm so sorry, everyone. But we're going to go into Missy Elliott Work It, because Missy Elliott is a queen amongst children.
Just in general.
So classic of hers, and we're going to go into it. So stay tuned for that. And then after the break, we're going to discuss rules of consent and what is the definition of hookup culture. Yeah, just
clear the air a little bit.
Let's clear it up. Let's unpack it a little bit.
Yeah.
And then later, we're going to talk about some fun hookup stories, not only personal hookup stories, but some submissions that we got, because people are submitting, and that's really fun to do. So do it. All right. Love it. We're going to go to Missy Elliott now. DJ, please.
We are back. And I just wanted to give like a quick shout out to all my friends that are listening right now. That's so amazing. I feel the love.
I mean, I'm happy for you and all, but no one I know is listening. So I feel targeted.
Whatever. So my friends are your friends,
so
Brit.
I feel better about myself. Yeah. You guys are all now my friends. Congratulations.
Okay, all right. What are we talking about now, Brit?
Oh boy. Are you ready?
Are you guys ready or what?
I'm sweating. I'm so excited.
It's actually so hot in here.
Yeah,
I'm
but
like
really
sweating.
We're actually sweating. It ain't cute. So, yeah, and so basically I'm just going to lead into it just by defining hookup culture, because let's learn today. Yeah. Are you ready to learn?
Are you guys ready to learn?
Okay, relax.
Let's educate.
We're here to educate. So, hookup culture is one that accepts and encourages casual sexual encounters, including one-night stands, etc., without the emotional bonding of long-term commitment. So it's a little bit fun, kind of practical, especially if you're a busy gal, busy dude, busy non-binary person, busy doing whatever, busy listening to Swipe Right on Thursdays at 9. You can't have a long-term commitment if you're listening to our show every weekend.
You could, but...
No, you can't,
Leah. Okay, fine.
Don't give them false hope. Also, yeah, no burdens of having a long-term commitment, which is cool. So, obviously, this also has acted as kind of an impetus for sexual liberation, which is often recognized in feminism and appreciated by many feminists. So, that's cool. Mm-hmm. I'm a feminist and I appreciate the hell out of sexual liberation. So it's basically the idea that women are entitled to the same sexual agency as men and opportunities. Although I don't know if that's necessarily true, because there is this unspoken social code, as most of you probably do know, within your own circles and within many conversations that you have had, that not all are allowed to converse. There's that attachment of shame and like guilt.
Yeah.
And a little bit of anxiety, especially surrounding women that are promiscuous and take on the sexual liberation and that movement in full swing and don't necessarily commit to one man, one person, etc. So it is a little bit contradictory, but also with men too, if sometimes, you know, they're condemned for being monogamous. So it can go both ways.
Yeah.
So I mean, hookup culture, yes, it's nice and all, but it doesn't necessarily benefit everyone.
Yeah.
And is accessible to everyone. So we have to remind ourselves of that. So studies that social scientists have done show that the actual pleasure in hookups favor men disproportionately over women. And as we've mentioned earlier in the show, which is called the orgasm gap, is designed to the central positioning of the male pleasure to the detriment of women. So I think it was why we kind of led into this conversation with, hey, here are some rules and know-hows on how to, you know, not be a selfish when, I don't know why I use that word.
Ew, it felt I don't like good that saying. Word.
I felt there was a release, but... I'm disturbed. I'm so. But yeah, I think that's why it's important not to be selfish, even if it is a one night stand. Be like, hey, let's both benefit from this.
Yeah.
Let's both benefit from hookup culture and sexual liberation, whether men, women, or non-binary. So yeah, have you ever experienced any sort of lack for being promiscuous?
You're assuming I'm being promiscuous.
I mean, yes. I'm assuming things to generate content. I haven't been, really. But I also am not all that promiscuous. So I've always been closed off to promiscuity. It's just not ever been a priority to me.
No, I just feel like, even just talking to guys like that I meet on Tinder, like say we like move from Tinder to like texting, the question usually comes up like, what's your kill count? How many guys have you slept with? And it's almost like I never tell them, like I never want to tell them the real number. I do, because I would feel guilty. But I never, like, I never want to tell them the real number because I feel like I'm going to get judged. Where I feel like they have no, they don't even think about that when you ask them. They're just be like, yeah, like 26. Or like, they're like praised for having like over whatever how many kills, you know what I mean?
No, I completely agree.
Like as a girl, there is that double standard there.
But it's weird because I've also, I remember a while ago on one of my first dates, and at this point I was 19, he was 27. Quite the gap there.
Yeah.
But I remember using that question, like, hey, where do you fall? And the number of partners as a way not only to introduce into the conversation that I had not been sexually active at that point in my life, but also as a way to gauge what I was kind of up against in terms of experience, which is super terrifying. Yeah, yeah. I mean, even at my age now, turning 25, I mean, it is for someone that isn't necessarily sexually active, even on a weekly basis. It's just, again, like if you're a busy person, it's not necessarily your priority. But at the same time, it's always, for me, has also been used as a gauge of where, or maybe it's been used to gauge my expectations for the evening. That's, and then also it kind of works to my detriment at the same time, because it could make me feel as if I'm incapable of providing pleasure.
That's interesting. That's interesting because I feel like women would ask that question to gauge like experience, where I think that guys kind of gauge it to be like, is she a slut or not? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, is she easy? Like, how easy is this going to be for me? Not all men, but I, assuming from some of the conversations I've had before, that's kind of like where their head is at when they ask those questions, you know?
No, totally. So we'll, on that note, we're going to talk about consent quick, because we do have...
Yeah, it's super important.
Super important.
Don't hook up with people if you don't know what it is.
Hey, what is consent?
Yeah, Britt, tell me.
Let me tell
Educate me, Britt.
I'm taking you guys on a journey of education. So... to consent to sexual activity means to agree freely, and the law requires that a person takes reasonable steps to find out whether the other person is consenting. And this should occur intermittently throughout your hookup.
Yeah.
You should be, as we've said earlier, you should be checking that with each transition, hey, is it still good for you? Are you still, you know, and however you want to frame it, whatever you're comfortable with, even if it's like, you good, is all good.
Yeah.
And at any point, if that person, whether male, female, non-binary, says no and expresses their discontent in the act, then you need to stop. Like, then you're no longer given consent. So at any point, it's so important that consent can be given and yet taken away. You're not you haven't earned consent.
Just because you said yes at the bar and now that you're not feeling it, that it doesn't matter that you said yes at the bar. Like, now that you don't feel it, fine. No.
It doesn't even matter if you have begun, you know? Yeah. It doesn't matter
and
whether...
And just be like, I'm not into this anymore.
You're almost finished, doesn't matter. It, you know, it's a very simple conversation.
No means no.
Hey, what
I know,
fun
like,
rule.
People make that joke, like, no means no, like, about stupid little things, like not relating to sex or hooking up. But it's like, it actually means no. Like, and some people can't get that through their head, and it's actually kind of disgusting.
I mean, I feel like it's important to let everyone know that no one's entitled to anyone's body and is permissible over that body.
If you're not mature enough
to
accept the fact that someone is saying no, you're really not mature enough to be like
engaging in that. Yeah. For sure. So the age of consent in Canada is 16 years, and it is this age that the criminal law recognizes the legal capacity of a young person to consent to sex. The criminal law also states that anyone under 12 years old doesn't have the mental faculties to consent to sex, as they obviously are unable uncapable of understanding the sex and consequences. Yeah, so there are exceptions for young persons under 16 in the eyes of the law. Those exceptions are if a young person 14 to 15 years of age consents to sexual activity with someone less than 5 years older, and also if a young person 12 to 13 of age consents to sexual activity with someone less than 2 years older. Still a bit weary, but...
still, yeah.
It's good to know. Also, are there situations where a 16-year-old cannot consent? This is incredibly important. But yes, a 16-year-old cannot consent if the other person has a relationship of trust or authority over them as they are, or that they are dependent upon.
So, like,
so obviously a minister, a doctor, any
officers,
healthcare provider, a teacher, anyone in an authoritative or provisional capacity in their lives cannot produce, that they cannot consent to. If it involves expletive activity, such as prostitution or porn, no brainer.
Obviously no.
If they're paid or offered payment just in general for sex, or if there's anal sex, and unless they are a legally married couple, which I did not know. So that's very interesting.
That is crazy.
Following this research,
eh?
I did not know that.
I would really think that would be the other way around. But.
And then obviously, no brainer, if you are high on any sort of like psychotropic drug, etc., mm-hmm. weed, especially with the new law being passed, and with alcohol, you are not in the right mind frame to give an informed yeah. consent.
I think even if you have a drop of alcohol in your system, mm-hmm. you should not be having sex.
Yeah, I think it just need you need to be very, very careful. And
well, that's where the gray area comes in, right? Because like the whole the hookup culture is literally lives at bars.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like,
so on that note, do you want to kind of let us know what is the 3-second rule and stealthing?
Yeah. So along with consent comes these people have literally called them new sex trends, and I really don't think they should be trends because they're both horrible acts that people, especially men, I'm not trying to attack men, but especially men that men do. So the 3-second rule is like this stupid rule that men have like come up with in the last couple of years, where basically if they're with a woman and you kiss her uncontrollably, and give it 3 seconds to see if she's into it. So if she like kisses you back, then she's into it. If she doesn't, then she's not into it. So it's like kind of lax in the consent department.
Yeah,
that
because
way.
I could be interested in it for 15 seconds and then say, hey, really not into it anymore, man. See you later.
Well, it's not even that. It's when they kiss you for 3 seconds, you're kind of like thinking about it. If you kiss them back, that means you're into it. If you don't kiss them back, then like I was reading this article and this guy said, well, if they aren't into it, you stop right away. No bones about it. But I find most women are. It makes them feel gorgeous if you show you can't hold yourself back because they're so sexy.
No, I feel gorgeous, and I'm like, when you do hold yourself back.
You know, like I'm not trying to be kissed like out of the blue when I'm having like a conversation with you. You know what I mean? Because you think, because you're like a little bit interested or whatever, mm-hmm. and you want to see if I am. Just ask me. Mm-hmm. Like, I am capable of telling you that, yeah, like, I want to kiss you. Yeah, I want to whatever with you. So, like, this, people are calling it a rape myth. Like, some women are calling that. Like, it's not waiting for, like, a woman to say yes or waiting for her to say no. And that's where, like, the gray area comes in.
No, for sure. I totally agree with that. So, as an homage to her friend, as a tribute to your friend, which I already forgot her name.
Lucy.
Lucy. We're going to play about, I don't know, 30 seconds. Yeah. Aretha Franklin, Respect.
Just so, because you should have some.
Learn from Aretha. All right, we just wanted to play a little snippet because we only have about 6 or 7 minutes left and we wanted to get to
some submissions.
What you're probably all waiting for. So Leah's going to take us away.
So I have a couple of submissions. Maybe they're my stories. I don't know. I'm really not going to tell you guys that. But so the first one I have here is actually really funny. So I'll just read it. I was on vacation with my family on this beautiful island in the Caribbean. Lots of young people, and there's this New Year's Eve party every year. When I am drunk, I'm very forward, and this sexy British man that I had been seeing around came up to talk to me. My entire family saw me grab him by the arm and take him to the beach. We started doing the nasty on the beach, not as romantic as it sounds. There was a lot of sand in my for days. A while later, my brother came looking for me to tell me everyone was going to the next bar, and we literally locked eyes while I was riding this dude. To make things worse, me and this guy went for round two on the beach next to the second bar that night, and the exact same thing happened. My innocent little brother, just coming to tell me we're going home, ends up scarred forever. It was super fun. The next morning when he decided to expose me to my dad at breakfast. Poor dad thought I was a virgin up until that point. I don't even know what to say to this.
I just don't know, like...
Sexy British man.
To go ahead and go for round two and to have that same situation occur is just bewildering to me.
That's so funny. Imagine, what would you
Good
do?
Good for you. I lost my virginity to someone from the UK and it was... magical.
Imagine you're riding some dude on the beach and your brother goes, hey,
I refuse.
Hey, Leah.
Hey.
We're just moving to the next bar.
Yeah, and by the way, we might just go home. And then over pina coladas, he's like, oh, hey, just saw him, like, sis riding some Brit.
Some British dude. But he didn't see it. He didn't see her the first time. The second time he saw her.
I mean, I'm sure you could put two and two together.
Oh, God.
All right, second one.
So the second one, this one, it happened very recently. An individual... somebody was at a wedding and thought the best man was really cute, and he was very single, and this individual was sitting at the table with his parents and his sister, and they were just so funny, like they were making jokes all night, whatever. The night goes on, you get drinking, dancing, you know what you do at a wedding, you know? And so literally this best man, his mom was his wing woman, like literally came up to this individual and was like, hey, so I heard you think bleep is cute. And then the rest was history. Went out to a shed, and then this individual came back with her pants inside out and was like, hey guys, like what's going on? And everyone else is like, oh my God, like your pants are inside out. Like what were you doing with the best man? Anyways, that person was drunk. We'd all like to forget about it, but it's fine.
Not that we're that person, but whoever it is, I'm sure is dying to forget about it.
Any other comments you have about that, or just that one snarky one?
I'm never snarky. I'm respectable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really have any comments. I have a fun story.
Go for it.
So there was my grade 7 and 8 gym teacher, who I now remember did not accept me onto the volleyball team, and I'm still upset about that.
So if you're listening...
Yeah, you should be fired. You're obviously incapable of producing a victorious team, because I was not on it.
Could have been a famous volleyball player by now.
I could have been. I mean, I'm only 5'3", but I could have made it happen. Yeah, so anyways, hated her, still hate her, whatever. So I was still friends with her son's best friend, and anyways, we were all drinking at my other pals, because I have so many pals, mm-hmm. You know, we were all hanging out, drinking. So many friends. And none of them are listening to the show, but I do have friends.
I hope they are.
And so we were all hanging out, and then we had all left. So I had left with her son and his best friend, and I was interested in the best friend. But we had went back to my gym teacher's son, like gym teacher's house. And at this point, I was, I think, fourth year of high school, fifth year, I can't remember. And I had
seventh.
You know.
Eighth.
Fourth grade, whatever.
Oh my God.
We're getting into details unnecessarily. So at that point, we went back to their house. We were all hanging out. And then obviously, Guy and I went to bed in their spare bedroom. Mm-hmm. And so basically the first time that I'd ever had someone's paws enter my canal.
Ew, don't say it like that. Just say I got fingered in my gym teacher's
for the first time.
Ew, somebody's paws went into my canal. Ew. Why are you saying it like
system.
That?
Whatever. It's an ecosystem.
I'm leaving. Okay,
so. So obviously I'm going down in history. So it was the ultimate revenge after not getting
all you guys did. All he did was finger you?
I mean.
That's fine.
Yeah, we didn't go, you know, we didn't hit a home run, but we definitely slid through third, got a bit of a burn. Stopped prior to getting to home base.
Oh.
I don't watch baseball. I don't know if that made sense, but...
Kinda.
I watched enough movies. So, yeah, I think that was just the ultimate revenge on my part, and I'm very proud of that. But on that note, we must end our show.
Unfortunately.
I don't know what we're going to be talking about next week. Maybe...
Oh, wow, Bowie.
She's so upset. It's not about you right now. It's about me. It's always about her. She turns one on Sunday. Yay.
Woo!
Anyways, thanks for listening to us not only educate you,
yeah,
but
and also
educate you.
Oh my God. Please submit some more submissions to rlswiperight@gmail.com. I would love to read your story on the air. So I really don't have to say any more of mine.
Because honestly, we need content.
I'm tired of going on dates for content, you know?
Yeah, it's not about us. It's about you.
It's about you guys, and I just want to give back, you know?
All right. So we're going to sign off. Quick time. Keep swiping right.
Keep swiping right. Bye.
Good luck.